is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You have created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
And we love News for the Soul!
Hello everybody, this is Daniel Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in with awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
All right. We're just waiting for Dr. Susan Jameson to connect in from Hong Kong. We've got some kind of issue between the Skype and the switchboard. This is the hour for the Light Doctor. The number to call in is 646-595-4274. It can be about intuition and energy and medical stuff. This is Energy Medicine, her line of work over many decades. And God willing, we'll have her on the switchboard moments from now. So if you're on the board, stay there and we'll get to you as soon as we can.
Yeah, man. We all love to hear the good news. So we all should rush to hear the good news. But we can just find the good news.
NSTN, NSTN. News for the soul at the very best. NSTN, NSTN. News for the soul at the very best. NSTN, NSTN. News for the soul at the very best.
Yeah man, just log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Can you hear me?
We are a life-changing talk radio. We give you good news to keep you on the go. And you can also share the good news you know. And that's the way we keep in the flow. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We not go put none of the negative in there. We not go put none of the negative in there. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. Log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Every time. Come here, good news. Share the good news. And we all feeling good for the good news.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
For the Light Doctor with Dr. Susan Jameson. Dr. Jameson is an MD,
an energy medicine doctor, and a medical intuitive who combines the very best of Western and Eastern therapies. Known as the Light Doctor, she trained in Scotland and Harvard and now practices in Hong Kong. Let's welcome the Light Doctor, Dr. Susan Jameson, back to News for the Soul.
Yay! Welcome back, finally.
Hello! Yes, well, I am a long way away in Hong Kong, so you can expect these things.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. Let's get you to reintroduce yourself, your show, and what's up for today.
Well, my name is Dr. Susan Jameson. I'm an integrative MD, a medical doctor for many years. However, I specialize in vibrational energy, light, and consciousness. Let's say post-mindfulness. I'd love to take any calls to help you. I hope you guys are still on the line. And I'll tell you all about light in between. Is there anyone out there wanting to speak to me?
We've got a caller that hung in through all that, so let's go there first. Area 510, you're live with the Light Doctor. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California. And I want to see what she gets for me on spirituality, like growing spiritually.
I didn't hear that. You're from California, and what was your name again?
Tasha.
Tasha, and what would you like?
As far as spirituality, on the growth of learning on that, how I'm evolving.
Right, how you're evolving. Well, it's
yes.
Nice that you're so conscious of your personal development because, you know, a lot of people are not, so good for you. The fact
Thank
that
you.
You're saying that in the first place leaves just a lot of awareness.
Okay.
I think you're doing really well. I think
still got more to go?
Well, no, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say kind of the reverse. I think it's really important to, it's an aspect of mindfulness, it's just paying attention to where we are now, the present moment, and actually realizing there's a perfection in who we already are. So
right.
We're always trying to be something better, you know, me included, and you're more patient, you're better at this, you're better at that, right? But actually...
Right.
As a lot of us, it'd be good to realize we're perfect just as we are. And, you know, not strive too much, not struggle too much. Although I really admire your quest, perhaps a little step back into thanking yourself and recognizing your own perfection would be nice in your case.
Okay.
And maybe you want me to give you some magic formula to do something, but actually, I don't think you need that. I think you just need to recognize yourself as being a really good person who tries their best. And actually, for you, I think you should probably do a self-gratitude exercise. Normally, we do gratitude exercises for other things, don't we, for outside things, but... A self-gratitude
yeah.
exercise, thanking yourself, all the good things you've done every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit different. Do you want to ask me anything?
Do you pick up anything for love life? I don't seem to never have time for that. I'm always with my family, kids and grandkids.
Always with your family, which is lovely and gives you a lot of satisfaction, of course, but... Remember that our love life is like our health, right? It's
mm-hmm.
a part of us that is essential and we need. And you are a sexual being and we don't want to forget that. So carving
yeah.
out a little bit more time for yourself is part of self-love. And being with your family feeds
okay.
you in a lot of ways. But do
mm-hmm.
it because it feeds you, not because of them. And carve out time for yourself. Just said it, you know, I don't give myself the time for it. You don't have the time for it. So maybe your exercise is to make the time for it.
Okay. do you ever sense that I would be able to get over my anxiety over that, being around another, you know, man? It's been a while. Will I ever be able to calm that down?
I can tell that. I think that's normal to have that anxiety when you're a little bit older and it's been a while. One step at a time, like you have to find something mutual you enjoy. I don't know whether it's going for a walk in the park, going bowling or going to a movie or playing chess
okay.
or you know, whatever. But something mutual you enjoy. So you meet people, you have something in common. You start as friends, just the way it is. You have to start as friends. Don't go all into those, you know, uberly romantic dating sites or something. You have to start with a mutual friendship compatibility, and then you're much more relaxed with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and you'll have fun with that. You know, you'll laugh a bit because you've got quite a good sense of humor, I can tell. And you'll have fun and you'll laugh, and you kind of need that. And it will bring a lot out in you, that relationship. I can see you in it. I can actually see you in it with this person. And it will be really nice for you, not just romantically, but actually companionship and more of a soulmate, but not with a capital S, with a small S. In that I mean, it's like, it's just going to be someone who fits you.
Okay. Is that going on currently? Because I'm talking to somebody currently, or that's somebody coming in.
You're talking to what? Sorry.
I'm talking to somebody currently. It's been like 6 months, almost 7 months. Or you see someone new coming?
I see. Let me think. Sorry. What if they think? I don't really mean think, of course. I mean feel into it. For you, I'm a medical intuitive, really. I'm not a psychic or a palm reader or something, but I can feel it. I see a new relationship. But it's probably different from now, because if you had it now, you certainly wouldn't be asking about all of this. And it's more fun, and there's more laughter, and it's just more. It's more of a good fit for you, and it also brings out the part of you that is not particularly obvious at the moment. As I say, there's really quite a humorous side of you, and you know, having fun side, which you're very capable of, right? That used to be the old you, didn't it? And we lose it, you know, we just change. And as you say, this anxiety comes into this dating world, and it's a bit putting yourself out there. But I see this relationship that I'm looking at as being maybe a different relationship. You could have a totally different relationship with the same person, of course. That's also possible. But it has to actually change. So change of this relationship or a new one I'm seeing for you. I think that's all I can do to help you, really. I don't work as a psychic here, but I can tell you this is exactly what I do see for you. And one day at a time, enjoy the small moments, carve out time for yourself, join some groups of people you have something in common with, or, you know, whatever it is. There's lots of groups around, free groups. I don't know why I said chess. I think I saw drafts or a board game, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's lovely to talk to you in California. My favorite place.
Was it the current person or somebody new that you've getting coming in on that?
You have to speak more slowly because you've got a really specific accent. What was it? You asked me if it was someone new coming in, I think.
Yeah, was it the current person I'm dealing with for the past 6 months, almost 7 months, or do you see somebody else coming in?
Okay, as I say, I really saw a new, fresh relationship.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, then. Love to talk to you.
All right. Well, call back in and let us know how that turns out. In all fairness, her line cut out there and she had to dial back in. So you can also hear that in the archives for free, newsforthesoul.com. Let's go to 402 next, area code 402. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, my first name's Sharon, and I'm in New York. Hi. I was just hoping for kind of a general reading. Not sure. Do have a lot of health issues.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, Sharon. And lovely to speak to New York. I hope it's a nice spring there. I have no idea what the weather's like. Is it nice there?
It's been nice, yeah, the last few days.
Aww. Oh, okay, so I'm sorry to hear about your health issues. You do not, this is, yeah, can you give me an idea of what I like is not so much diagnosis, but feelings, what you feel is wrong with you. So can you just start there, please? The main thing you feel is wrong with you, what your feelings are.
Well, I have a lot of issues with my left leg, and I don't know what's causing it. and, you know, some other things, but I'd really be interested if you could see.
I feel it's dragging. Is it kind of dragging, or what's going on with, I mean, what does it feel like? Issues isn't a feeling. Issues is a word. What does it feel like?
I have a lot of fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And
go on.
You know, it hurts. It's cramping, and I stepped on something, and I don't know if there's something stuck in my leg or what. If it didn't come out or what.
That's not good. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Sneezing on the radio probably sounds horrible. So I felt it dragging. I almost feel like you disconnected from that leg, actually. I don't think if you stood on something, you'd see something sticking out of your foot. You're not stupid, right? You'd feel it there. You know. What gives you this idea that you stood on something anyway? Did you feel sharp pain?
I did when I stepped on it. And for quite a while, and then it, like, moved up. So I'm afraid it might be stuck.
And was there a break in the skin or any blood on your foot?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was. Was it glass?
I don't know. My instinct said glass, but I don't know.
But there was blood and stuff in the sole of your foot.
I didn't see it. It went up in my foot.
Right. Okay, has this been a long time, this pain and cramps and swelling?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm not entirely sure about this thing. I feel that it's almost more like it's disconnected from your body. I have to say at this point, I hope you went to your doctor and got it checked out, both for the foot injury and the swelling.
Yeah, but they don't know what it is.
Okay, that's
good. So that's
what's happening. You know, I understand that completely, but at least you got it checked out. Because some people, you know, they don't. And so it's very sensible. Your left leg, it's almost like it's not part of you. And sometimes you do get, as you say, all these things, the pain and the swelling and this feeling that something in your foot. First of all, any swelling, I think you should just treat as simple swelling simply by elevating your legs. And it's a really boring exercise to do, but at least 15 minutes a day, you lie on your back next to a wall and you put your legs up the wall to elevate them. So the legs are almost at 90 degrees, right? And they're both legs. And just lie there and try and, you could meditate down there, you could relax down there. It would be a good exercise for you. And visualizing healing. Visualizing, because it's really important also in that calmness that you're going to have, to visualize all the fluid just coming back down your leg into your body again. With gravity will assist this, so that's why you do it up against the wall. And anyone with any swelling, this is a good idea. The other tip is to massage the lymph nodes in the back of your knee and your groin, two areas that drain fluid. This is a swollen leg, of course. So we're feeling really healthy here.
This is... I even went and had that lymphatic massage. Nothing helps. It's serious fluid. I mean, it's not just a little swelling. It's serious fluid.
I
draw
hear
all the
you.
Way up to my waist.
Your waist?
Yeah. Started at my
that
foot,
is...
and it has gone all the
okay.
way up to my waist.
Right. I hear you completely. That's a very nasty case of edema, and... I hear you about the serious fluid, but gravity still works even with serious fluid. So it's just always worth doing, and it's certainly free, which is a good thing, right? Doctors do diagnose this condition because the return of the venous blood and the lymphatic is obviously blocked. Now, you've seen the elephant man's an example, all that fluid and all that stuff in their leg, those people, and then the skin can get infected. So... I think you really have to bother your doctors. You have to see a specialist in this area. Bother them a lot. I mean, I can talk about, you know, the psycho-spiritual side of it, and that's one side, but I think the medical side really is important here.
Well, I suspected that it's an infection.
Actually, you do get infections, subcutaneous infections, but that's why you have to bother your doctors a lot. And also that type of swelling can get what we call cellulitis. It can get recurrently infected. I mean, I have patients who have exactly what you have, really edematous, one leg, just one, very edematous, just walk around with it. They get a chronic infection of the lymphatics in that leg, but then it'll get recurrently quite nastily infected every year or twice a year, needing to get antibiotics. So you need a proper diagnosis from a specialist in this. So bother the doctors.
What kind of specialist would you suggest?
Well, it's really hard without saying this because it's very specific, but your family doctor really should know what he's doing here. And a vascular specialist, that means someone who specializes in blood vessels. Vascular specialists do varicose veins, they do heart conditions, they specialize in blood vessels. Like, think about the doctor who would be for the vein.
I can't even count how many sonograms I've had and ultrasounds. And I don't have a doctor right now. I've moved.
Well, you've been very, at least they're investigating you well. Okay, so what I'm going to do is take off my medical hat, because if you've been investigated, that's really good, and just say you have to fix this using your intention and your will, and that is praying and visualizing. So you ask for divine assistance, whoever you believe in. I don't know with you if that's the power of nature, if it's Jesus, if it's your angels. Whoever you believe in, you ask for assistance. And still do what I said. You know, lymph can only drain in one way. That way is through your knee, the lymphatics at the back of your knee, very gentle massage, and in your groin. And also then they go into the abdomen. So if you're all blocked up, so you're constipated or something like this, or you've got a lot of fat there, it'll find it difficult to drain. So sometimes a gentle massage of the abdomen, you know, because that's where the big blood vessels are that will return all this fluid, that can really unblock things as well. Not many people do abdominal massages nowadays. So we're unblocking the pipes when your drain is blocked up. You've got to unblock where it's going to go on the physical level, and you can do this on your own. You have to do it every day, and then you pray, and you just lie on your back against the wall, and you just have to do it, and you visualize it. Now, try it for 1 month, because you've done everything else, so you've got nothing else to do right now. This is going to have to be it. You visualize it being slim and healthy, and you start thanking your body. At least you have a leg, right? At least it's still bearing you right. I mean, I know it's cramping and it's got all these problems, but it's still semi-functional. So maybe a bit of gratitude would go a long way, because it's still getting you around. And like, thank you for still being there for me, even though you've had the problem. So I'd like to see some energy work in this way coming in. I know it's hard for you. It's really horrible. And you've obviously done a lot, but we're just going to add in some energy work here. All the things I've mentioned, the physical things, the massage of these lymph areas, legs up against the wall when you're lying on your back, you do a gratitude practice. Are really thinking, well, thank you for still being here. Thank you for still trying. I think that's all I can say at the moment, because that's quite a lot of work already. And visualizing that you can do it is really important.
So is that, this is what your specialty is medical?
Yes. Well, because my background is a medical doctor, for 30 years, I've been a medical doctor, but I'm an integrative doctor, so I integrate Eastern and Western philosophies, but more important, mind, body, and spirit, and my super specialty is energy and light in the human body, and I suppose you could also say that's using your consciousness, because who are we if not light, right? We are beings of light, so we are made of light, so that's why I know that. In using your consciousness, I'm going to share a story, personal story with you. Now, I know people often are interested in personal stories, but I got diagnosed a week ago on Friday. I went to a Chinese bone setter, okay? because I couldn't use my right arm. And actually, it's been getting worse over the last 10 years. And it's really stupid, but I've been kind of ignoring it and doing everything without using my right arm. Like, I voice dictate in all my things, right? And I managed not to use my right arm very much. And he said, oh, your shoulder's dislocated and three of your ribs are not attached to your sternum.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know, your breastbone. Three of your ribs are not attached to your breastbone. Your bicep tendon and your shoulder is out of place and one of the nerves exposed. So that's why it got more and more sore. And when it started that I couldn't even have a little run because it was hurting, you see, I went to him. But
oh, my gosh.
That happened after a road traffic accident 15 years ago. And they were so concerned about my facial trauma. I had 6 hours of facial reconstruction, right? So everyone's obviously concerned about that aspect. I know, I didn't have any rib or shoulder pain. No one honestly looks at it. So the point is my body completely adapted. And because I, for some bizarre reason, I all think I'm incredibly healthy all the time.
Yeah.
And I blank it all out, which is maybe not the sensible thing, but my willpower is so strong and my vision of myself
right.
is so strong that actually my body just gets on with it and adapts.
Yeah.
So I kind of like, I think the body can adapt to anything, and our will is, and our belief systems are so important. That's my point, really. So that's why I know that you can manage this, and you just try and bring an extra aspect, say, of gratitude. Because from the moment this accident happened to me, you can be a victim or you can be victimized. I'm not a victim, so I was just so glad it wasn't my brain or my eyes, right? And that's all I could think, how grateful I was. That's all I could think, because I'm a doctor and I know how bad it could have been.
Right.
Two bones in the face, neither here nor there. Bizarrely, I look almost exactly the same. Don't know how that worked out. Well, very good surgeons and a lot of luck. But my point is we can transcend anything. And I know you can. And I know this is just a trial in life, a little test. Let's see if you can do this, right? Let us just see your consciousness, in other words, working with your consciousness, because your body is the consciousness, in fact. And so if you look at my YouTube, it's Like Doctor YouTube, by the way, LIGHTDOCTOR. You'll see a lot of stress and anxiety work, which might be good for you as well, because I think you could adopt some of these breathing exercises into your healing work. But this is your challenge to heal your own leg. Why not? It's your own body, you know. So it's consciousness working with consciousness, energy working with energy. Your intent affecting matter, spirit affecting matter. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, I'm going to try it.
I don't know if you can pick up the energy around me or, because I don't think it's very good.
In that case, you better change it. I'm not into this because it sounds like being a victim, doesn't it? If you think energy's not very good, you do something about that. That's what I would say. I'm into you actually taking control of your body.
Uh-huh.
Energy not very good, you get rid of the people who are not good, or you remove yourself, or you smudge it, or you sage it, or you use your consciousness, or you move house. I don't know what you can do. We can't do all of these things, can we? I mean, it's often impossible, but it's up to you to change things. Up to you 100%. You know, you buy yourself some protective thing, whoever you believe in, as I say, you buy yourself crystals. You change your own energy. And you change your own energy, everything will change.
Hmm.
So I think that's a pretty empowering message, because it means you can do it yourself. Consciousness working with consciousness. So my work is in consciousness. And I know you get all sorts of other stuff affecting people, right? But I would like you to be the powerful person in this play that is your own life. Be the powerful person.
This is a huge area that you're touching on. And thank you for calling in. I want you to keep in touch with us and let us know how that goes. But we need to get you to delve in deeper here, because this is huge. especially in the last year to 2 years, you know, there's been a lot of disempowering vibes on the planet, we'll say. And it's so easy, especially once you're in pain or once you're unwell, once you've manifested something, we forget how to do this, and we forget that we can do this and that it's possible. So can we get you to delve in deeper to that, Dr. Jameson, and explain how this really... Yes.
No, I'm not immune to this, by the way. We go into fear. It's all fear. Someone once said to me, I was procrastinating about making a choice, and they said, well, it's really simple. It's either fear or it's love in making all your decisions. And it's kind of like, oh, you listen to that, and you think, what does it really mean? The trouble is, when we go into fear, we just get scared. And when we get scared, we actually don't trust ourselves very much, do we? Because we assume that someone else can make a better decision for us or do something better for us, which is really weird. I don't know why that happens, but I find myself doing this also. And we get overwhelmed and we get exhausted. That's another aspect. And when all that happens, we then delegate authority to someone, but never ourselves. And if we make a mistake, of course, then we give ourselves a really, really hard time. Whereas if we delegate, it's almost like if we delegated authority to someone else and they were wrong, but we don't need to give ourselves a hard time. So it's a different ball game. But isn't that interesting that, you know, we do, we tend to give ourselves a very hard time. Maybe our intuition was just off on this one occasion. So we don't trust ourselves again, but we forget it was right 9 out of 10 times. And the more intellectual you are, the probably harder this is. And is that why Jesus said something about it's more difficult to, you know, for a rich man to get through the gates of heaven than it is for a camel to get through the eye of a needle. When he said wealthy man, he just meant, I think nowadays we could say someone who's really intellectual and clever, because, well, they maybe feel stupid listening to their own intuition. They think they should be working everything out. So consciousness working with consciousness. And as I was saying these words, I was thinking, I must learn from this myself. We are the masters in our own lives. And I know you get other stuff, entities, bad energy, whatever. But actually, who are the people who had the 1 in a million chance to incarnate in this body? It's us. It's not those energies that may be negative. It's us. And yeah, I've had my experiences with all sorts of greys and all sorts of things, pain in the necks. And I've just gone through that, these phases of dealing with them. But we're the ones in the human bodies. There's a big difference. We manage to come into form, not them. And we have to remember that we are more powerful because of that, millions of times more powerful. But we convince ourselves that we're not. So take control. But at the same time, sometimes one needs external help in a very physical way, right? But, I mean, that's the example, like when I really badly dislocated my shoulder. I mean, my shoulder is like, you can't use your arm. It's complete agony. And I did sit there for 2 hours being in agony, using every spiritual tool I knew of. And then the last spiritual tool was to dial for an ambulance. And bizarrely, I got fixed within 30 minutes. So, you know, someone actually knew what they were doing, how to get my, it was very mechanical. Not that I can't believe that, you know, mechanical things can't happen, but it kind of worked. So that was really funny. That was a while ago. So, but what I'm saying is, I mean, apart from obvious examples, like sometimes you actually need that kind of help. Try and fix yourself. And you don't need to maybe even know the details. Like I could have started talking about the left leg and the right side of the brain and the feminine side being affected, but you don't even need to think that way. You can just decide to heal things. Sinusitis is a really good example. You know, I'm sorry, Nicole.
Sorry, it's you bring up such a good point, that knowing place between, so I've done that myself too. I literally was in a car on the way to emergency because my gallbladder was like just toast. I was on the phone with one of my hosts from the network at the time, who's actually just rejoining us next week. after a few years of being away, and I was getting these clearing codes over the phone in hopes I could fix the damn thing before I got to the hospital. But it was clearly manifest to the point where it had to be dealt with mechanically, right? So it was quite funny. Having a good laugh about it last week. But, you know, where do you know where that line is between manifesting, unmanifesting, and when it is time to deal with mechanical? Do you have any kind of insight around that?
Okay. I've just learned recently to listen to your intuition, but sometimes fear is a guide as well. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's a difference between someone who lives in anxiety, and that's easy nowadays, isn't it, frankly, to be in anxiety all the time. I mean, that fear is not going to be a guide. But, for instance, I hang out in nature all the time meditating. I've lived in the same island or in nature for 20 years, and for 20 years I've been going to the creek with my dogs. Suddenly, I've got really afraid of snakes, and that's come from nowhere. But you know what? I think it's real. I think I should be afraid of it. And I'm not going to the creek anymore. That's it. Made my decision. So sometimes I think it's okay to listen to those things that actually the warnings, aren't they? That it's okay. Because I'm not the slightest bit fearful of stuff, you know. So it's not my personality. It's not my tendencies. So what I'm saying is I think you will get, I need to go to the hospital now, and that's it. But I do know with our previous caller what it's like to have a chronic condition. You're getting no help. You don't know what to do. And, I mean, there's so much one could do. I forgot to mention acupuncture, if you're still listening. It might be really fantastic to get things moving, you know, in that. And there's so much. But that, again, in a way, that is, you know, referring it to an outside source. So we're talking about healing ourselves, right?
Acupuncture is very powerful for moving stuck energy, though.
Well, this is it. That's true, too, isn't it? It is. And that you might need that help. It's actually great. I don't know why I didn't think of it. I just didn't. It's difficult because we all think, am I worrying too much? But we all have tendencies. My tendency is I don't even notice things, and I don't go to the doctor until probably far too late. I never know when I'm sick until afterwards when I look back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my tendency. Maybe a lot of women might resonate with that. I bet you did with your gallbladder. You ignored it.
I have to be on death's door before I'm going anywhere in.
Well, yeah.
I literally will try anything else first. So, yeah.
I learned that through
walking on fire. I don't know if you've ever done the fire walking experience, but I learned a lot about not letting anything set in physically, because sometimes when you walk, you don't call it burned, because that labels it and that enables it to set in, but you call zap. So then it's energy, and then you keep moving the energy until it goes out. So I've been able to do that. I mean, it's amazing what you can do once you're aware of the energy aspect, right? So that's why I'm always trying to figure out the line between when it's set, when it's manifest, once you've labeled. And, I mean, the caller was a good example of being embroiled in it, right? She's full on in it and can't find her way out.
And we've all been there, I'm sure. It's just gets overwhelming. And then other things come in, and it's even more overwhelming. But that's really interesting about the zap, as you called it. So you just decided to transmute the feeling, did you, to change
it? Well, that's part of the – I didn't do the Tony Robbins rah-rah jog, like your life depends on it, at full tilt. I did the empowering thing where you do – solar plexus, push your energy field around so you're in kind of a circle, and you slowly, once you're ready and engaged, walk across the fire. So it's all very empowering. And then you also know it's real, right? So because I did it as I was a journalist for the Langley Times at the time, this stuff, I didn't know anything about content. So it was just to do an article that I was there. And halfway across, I was doing it right. And then I interrupted my own thoughts with, oh, crap, I'm standing in the middle of a fire, and I got zapped. And then I remembered the training and pushed it back out and kept on going and then stood on the sidelines and kept rebalancing energy till I didn't feel the pain anymore. And then I actually walked a few more times and but did not look at my feet until I knew it was not burnt anymore. And that's that.
Well, that's really, because I have done it once in Albuquerque, and it was totally different because we didn't do either of those methods. We got into an altered state of consciousness through laughter. The guy was hilarious, and we were like, and then we built it up. We did some chopping of blocks or slates or something with our hands, but the guy was hilarious, and I was so nervous, but I trusted the guy, the person in front of me, so I just followed him.
Oh, wow.
He said he'd done it before. I thought, well, he can do it. I can, kind of that way. And we're in this altered state with laughter. I mean, hysterical laughter, because we're nervous. And then when you're laughing, it gets a bit hysterical. So it was nothing at all spiritual, which is really funny, right? I expected it to be like what you just said. I would welcome that. But then I got 3/4 of the way across, didn't feel a thing on my feet. And then I suddenly had this amazing, all the endorphins were flowing because I felt like God. I felt so empowered. Mm. And I had this feeling, oh my gosh, I am walking on burning coals. I'm so amazing. I'm so, this very amazing. And then suddenly I started to feel warm, right? And I thought, I panicked, and I was near the end, so I just walked more quickly. That was it. But I wish I'd had your experiences of being able to transmute it.
Yeah, I learned so much from that. I went a few times, actually, and one time I was really distracted because I brought somebody else with me. So I was more concerned about how they were doing and how they felt, and are they, you know, they cool with everything. So I was completely not in my body, and I got zapped bad. I didn't want to label it, right? It took me 2 days to push the energy out. Like, it was bad. And so we got back to the car, and I said, how about you drive? Because I couldn't even put my feet on the pedals, but I didn't want to say anything. And so the energy, because I wouldn't let it set, it kept traveling around my body. So it would go out of my feet into my knees, and I'd have a little spasm in my stomach, and all the air would go out of my lungs. And I was trying to act normal for 2 days. But I just held the space, and it went away.
And it's just a good testament. I also did a glass walk, which was another level because you're going to hear glass crunching under your feet. So you've got
that
the auditory component. And they had like upturned broken bottles, you know, that you're walking on. And even hearing the glass was, but that was really easy, actually. It seemed easier than the burning coals, I think. Burning's frightening. And
yeah, well, I mean, people do get seriously burnt. You know, it's not just the people just assume it's a gimmick, right? It's not. And I'm living proof of that.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was on such an endorphin high afterwards, though. Amazing. Yeah, so we're talking mind over matter, which is the old way of saying it. But it's really consciousness working with consciousness, because the body is a consciousness, right? And
we're so programmed to forget, and especially in this last year or so, what's going on the planet, right? We're so programmed to just get in fear and fall asleep. And this is a huge topic. Like, as soon as you started going there, that's why I wanted to engage with it, because it's massive. I've even forgotten, you know, and I've had these experiences.
I forget all the time. And it's really hard for everyone to just remember that we are human beings, and that's a very powerful thing. We are totally programmed into thinking we're like little, I don't know, cockroaches or something, or mice, you know, that are kind of powerless, which is bizarre because they're not powerless at all. But
it's literally the opposite of what's really true. And you and I are blessed to have some of these experiences, but, you know, this is what's so important, is to connect with these stories and connect with these experiences and have direct experiences, not just listen to things and just accept what you're told, right?
Absolutely, because everyone has their own theories, their own way of looking at the world, but maybe people who are listening to this, something we're saying will really resonate with them. And what we're saying is, really, you have to listen to your intuition, because there is, you know, you don't want to be in fear, but then occasionally you get warnings, and you maybe come to you in a dream or you sleep. I'm a very highly intuitive doctor. one of my intuitive colleagues said recently, you know, I get, she's a psychiatrist, I get flashes about my patients in the shower. And that sounds ghastly, doesn't it? But the mind goes mad there. But actually, just it just comes to you like intuition and about what, and that's okay. That is okay. There's nothing pathological about that. It just comes to you when you don't expect it. So I'm calling my online courses now post-mindfulness, because I think this is what this is. Mindfulness, you know, being very in the moment, focusing on your feelings and your bodies. But we're talking about a higher level, really.
Yes. I'm actually curious, you know, we got on a thing here that it's intuitively driven, so this is what we were supposed to do today. What other breakthroughs, like you've done the fire walking, you've done the glass walking, what other breakthrough, I call them breakthrough exercises, because they're so, you know, I mean, you're different after you do them permanently. What other ones have you done?
Okay, what have I done? I've done a lot of dance, and dance connects me to my body. Now, you're a dancer, I know, so you'll resonate with this, but I think being brought up in Scotland, I mean, we're not American. We don't do acting. We don't do dancing. We don't do anything like that. And I was so inhibited in my own body, and yet there was a dancer there wanting to get out. So it was fabulous for me to do ecstatic freestyle dancing, five-rhythm style dancing, although I've done everything. That's been huge for me, because for me, dance is moving the energy in your body, circulating it, and it's also very sacred. And that, I'm going to say,
mind over matter things.
I know, I'm thinking, but for me, that was really big, being able to do that. Okay, there are examples of patience, because this is a good one, and it came from a space of not intending, I think. You know, I think this man came into my office. I was exhausted Friday night. He's got this terrible headache. He's about 50, an engineer. And I could tell that I'm his last resort. And, well, no one likes to be the last resort, frankly, do they? It makes you feel like, makes me kind of angry, I think. So, and also I was tired. I can own that. I want not really his type of doctor, but he's gone to every neurologist and they can't find a cause for his headaches. So they're all day, all night. And obviously the question is, well, when did they start? When my daughter was killed in a car crash.
Yeah.
These blinding headaches just started and they wouldn't go away. And he was so burdened by it. You could feel the burden from the headaches and the grief, I guess. It was very, very obvious to me. My sort of defenses dropped, my emotional baggage dropped in that moment. And I was just guided to go up and touch his forehead, because as a doctor, I have to do what patients expect in some ways. You're expected to examine people. So I went up and I just touched his forehead. But because of his story, my heart opened in compassion. So I believe true healing can only happen with compassion. And my heart just opened, and it's very powerful energy. And in about 5 seconds, he said, "That's amazing. My head is completely gone. This is the first time in 2 years."
Wow.
And it was what I call little miracle healing. So for me, connecting to the power of the heart is it can't be bigger. It cannot be bigger, you know what I mean?
And
I'm in the light.
There's a lot of science. To support that, that's come out in the last couple of decades. There's umpteen examples of that, of studies, heart math, that kind of work. I just realized, oh my gosh, the time has gotten away from us.
It's almost time.
I know. We'll get you to do sort of important takeaways and wrap up and whatever you want to do.
Okay, so we've just talked about empowering yourself, how you can do things for yourself through the power of, let's call it intention. But what is intention except for consciousness working with consciousness? In other words, your mind working with your body, because your body is a facet of consciousness. It's part of the whole big picture. You know, the body is the temple of the spirit, but it's also one. It's also one with the spirit. It's all a oneness. We cannot separate mind and body anyway. It's been proven. So whether you're in pain, thinking positive thoughts or whatever you're doing, use the power of your intention, power of gratitude. Like maybe you've got really bad sinusitis, you know, and you've got a headache, but maybe just think, you know what, I'm really grateful that most of the time my sinuses function really well, 80% of the time. You know, use gratitude. Thank you, body. We don't do that very often. So I think that's two really important things. And I am happy to connect with you for personal sessions. My website is susanjamieson.com, SusanJamieson.com. I do online courses for stress and anxiety, which are actually much better value because then you get a personal session free. And a million and one tips to help you with your stresses in life. I've got Instagram, Dr. Susan Jamieson, Dr. Susan Jamieson, Facebook, Light Doctor. But it's been lovely to talk to you guys today, and hopefully we'll connect again in a couple of weeks. If you'd like to listen to the Light Doctor show, I am an integrative medical doctor, medical intuitive who specializes in energy. Thank you, Nicole. That was lovely.
It was lovely. Great to speak with you. Apologies to the callers we didn't get to, but try again in a couple of weeks. And I think what we were covering today, we went on a bit of a tangent, but it was really cool and really important and very timely. And I look forward to next time already. Take care. And the Light Doctor is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com.
Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.